good morning, a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin. He is the city editor for the Times Union, joins us each week. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Dave. Good morning.
Well, let's start up with Republican Tom Rehl. He's returning to the Troy's mayor race, and we haven't talked about Troy a lot yet, but let's get into this.
Rensselaer County politics are weird politics, and lots of bickering in Rensselaer County. And this race for mayor got kind of upended 3 weeks ago when Tom Rehl dropped out of the race. It looked like it was going to be a showdown between the incumbent Pat Madden and Rodney Wiltshire, who has run against Pat Madden in one general election in the past and in two Democratic primaries. Anyway, when he left, he was forced out by County Executive Steve McLaughlin, Steve McLaughlin's right-hand man, Rich Crist, and other Republicans who looked like we're getting ready to get behind Wiltshire. Well, Tom Rehl, with a week left, decides he's going to get back in the race and will make it sort of formal with a news conference today where he says he's going to talk about how he was pressured to get out of the race. It's unclear if Rodney Wiltshire was benefiting much from just being in a head-to-head matchup with Pat Madden, but now it seems like for sure the anti-Madden vote is going to be split between two candidates a week from today when voters across New York State head to the polls and across the country.
Now let's talk about a serious issue, and this has to do with the Attorney General and even some DA's complaints that are coming through about the office, her office specifically, not staffed enough to properly handle these new requirements that prosecutors turn over evidence to defense attorneys within 15 days of an arraignment. And we've heard from a number of DAs, including Albany County DA David Soares, they say it takes longer.
Yeah, the 15 days after an arraignment really sticks in the craw of district attorneys around the state. They've been complaining about these changes for months now since the legislature and Governor Cuomo enacted them. But yesterday, top aide to Attorney General Letitia James testified in front of the Senate that they're going to need to add upwards of $9 million worth of staff and technology in the coming years to be able to follow through on the requirement that they turn over all the credible evidence they've compiled within 15 days of a defendant's arraignment. The Attorney General's office handles a lot of white-collar cases, which can be paperwork-heavy and evidence-heavy. They singled that out as a particular burden. The DAs have just complained in general about how little time that actually is. Right now, there's really no requirement on at what point they get all their evidence to defense attorneys who for years have claimed that they get sandbagged at the end of trial prep when a load of stuff comes from prosecutors. Local DAs were back in front of the Senate yesterday raising all the same complaints that they have been raising. And defense attorneys, of course, say that the prosecutors are overstating the impact this is going to have on them, and the public will notice a little change in how prosecutions unfold. It'll be interesting to see in the coming year. It's an election year. This is a major issue in the Senate. If cases are sort of undermined by these new rules, you can bet they're going to be campaign issues next year.
Mike Goodwin, city editor for the Times Union, joins us on Tuesdays. For more, head to timesunion.com. And Mike, thanks again.
Hey, thank you. See ya.